music comes from the English-born composer Oscar Bettison, who's been based here in the States for a number of years. And it's kind of hard to tell exactly what's going on here. He has invented some instruments, and perhaps one or two of them are clanking and clattering away here. There might also be some sound design, or there might be an electronic instrument lurking in the ensemble. But you could call this a kind of chamber music. The official definition of chamber music is groups with one to a part, one person, one musician to each part. And that obviously includes a string quartet or a wind quintet or piano trio, but these days you're just as likely to see an electric guitar or an electric bass or a drum set or some kind of electronic keyboard. And on this edition of New Sounds, we'll hear some music from groups that, you know, we might not call them chamber music, but they do straddle a weird and very fertile musical ground between chamber music and a kind of contemporary post-minimalist, post-rock ensemble. We'll get a chance to hear this music from Oscar Bettison, some music from his English countryman Andrew Poppy, a bit of music from Italy's Ludovico Einaudi, and a couple of New York-based groups, Bing and Ruth coming up a bit later, who create very electronic textures with largely acoustic instruments. And to begin, Matt McBain's group, which is called Build. They'll get us started on this New Sounds program. I'm John Schaefer, glad you've joined us. The piece we're going to start with is called Magnet by Build. This is a very brash, brassy-sounding ensemble with a rhythm section that wouldn't be out of place in a rock band. It sounds like an amplified, an electric bass, and a full drum kit. We'll follow that with music from the English composer, Andrew Poppy, 32 frames for amplified orchestra. Now, if you're going to amplify an orchestra, you're not going to go and get a full-on 100-piece symphony orchestra, but rather a chamber orchestra, where you'd only need one to a part, one violin, one viola, one cello, etc. So a good amount of sound coming from what is essentially a large chamber group in this music from Andrew Poppy. And if you're a fan of the English composer Michael Nyman, you might hear a bit of influence here in this work by a kind of a second-generation English minimalist. Andrew Poppy's music follows this piece by Matt McBain, played by his group Build on New Sounds. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's music from England by Andrew Poppy. 32 Frames for Amplified Orchestra is the name of it. Prior to that, some music from a somewhat smaller ensemble called Build. They're based here in New York, led by composer Matt McBain. And we heard a piece called Magnet. On this edition of New Sounds, listening to some works that stretch the definition of chamber music, a term that lots of people try to avoid, frankly, because it does have connotations of being really old-fashioned. But a lot of the most interesting new music ensembles out there are essentially chamber ensembles that include electric or electronic instruments. And perhaps the first of these bands to be based in New York was the Bang on a Can All-Stars, who started here, gosh, got to be about 20 years ago already. And they have inspired numerous other groups around the world. The Crash Ensemble in Dublin, for example, or Sentieri Selvaggi, an Italian band whom we'll hear in just a moment. That's coming up. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 2998, some music for these hybrid ensembles. They are, according to the literal definition, chamber music bands, but many people would not recognize them as such because of all the other instruments that are in there. Sentieri Selvaggi, the Italian group, seems to be taking a page out of the Bang on a Can All-Stars book. They play a lot of music by the same composers, have a similar kind of rock-oriented aesthetic at work. However, whereas the Bang on a Can All-Stars use electric guitar and a drum kit and often amplified instruments from other families as well, Sentieri Selvaggi does it all acoustically, as we'll hear in this piece, written by Ludovico Einaudi, the very popular Italian minimalist composer, and a work called The Apple Tree from Sentieri Selvaggi, the Italian band, on New Sounds. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's music from Italian composer Ludovico Einaudi and a recording by the Italian band Sentieri Selvaggi, new music ensemble that has the sound, the kind of driving rhythmic sound of a lot of New York's new music groups, but without the electric or electronic instruments, doing it completely acoustically. This is from the album AC/DC by Sentieri Selvaggi. Includes some music by New Yorkers David Lang and Michael Gordon and Laurie Anderson, and a bunch of these works by contemporary Italian composers, too. Let's listen next to some music by Oscar Bettison. Bettison, born in the UK, has been based here in the States for a while. And he has invented instruments. He's invented the wrench-a-phone, which is a series of wrenches of graduated sizes that you strike, and they produce, obviously, a metallic clanging sound. His arsenal includes the occasional amplified or electronic sounds as well. And we're going to hear part of a large-scale suite of pieces called O Death. And the particular excerpt we'll hear now is I Believe I'm Sinking Down. Some of this is pretty raucous music. This has moments, but for the most part, this is one of the more, let's say, measured parts of the O Death cycle by Oscar Bettison. Here it is on New Sounds.
Thank you.
Death is the name of this cycle of pieces by the English-born, American-based composer Oscar Bettison. This piece, this excerpt from the cycle, is called I Believe I'm Sinking Down. Some typically rhythmic and colorful music from Oscar Bettison. On this edition of New Sounds, we're listening to some music built around the sounds of ensembles that are kind of a hybrid between conventional chamber music, lots of acoustic instruments, different families all blending together, and the sounds of contemporary composition, the sounds of contemporary popular music as well. In the case of Bing and Ruth, a New York-based band that we'll hear next, it sounds electronic, but it often isn't. Lots of acoustic instruments being used to create that effect. We'll hear that in a moment. You're listening to New Sounds. As usual, the playlist is available to tell you what we've been hearing on this edition of New Sounds and where you can find most of this music. All you need to do is email us, ask for playlist number 2998, or even better, go to the New Sounds page of our website at wnyc.org, where you'll find all the playlists and all the shows. So you can download the playlist, you can click on a show and hear it play on your computer. You can subscribe to podcasts and leave a comment and get details on upcoming New Sounds live events and much, much more on the web at wnyc.org. Listening to some hybrid ensembles on this edition of New Sounds, and the band Bing and Ruth does include some electric keyboards, but the primary sounds here are acoustic, which might surprise you as there is a very kind of ambient, chilled-out sound to some of Bing and Ruth's music, quite a lot of their music, in fact. And that's often accomplished with instruments like the clarinet, the lap steel, the acoustic bass, a couple of voices being used as instruments. Bing and Ruth, as near as I can make out, refers to nobody named Bing and nobody named Ruth. But the composer who leads the band is David Moore, and he wrote this piece called Go On. Here it is, played by the group Bing and Ruth on New Sounds. Thank you. That's music by New York composer David Moore, played by his oddly named ensemble called Bing and Ruth. Oddly named and oddly constructed, there are instruments like the bass and clarinet and piano, but also percussion and lap steel, synthesizer, and two vocalists who are more often used as instrumentalists than as carriers of a text. And that's the case in this piece called Go On. Music from Bing and Ruth, it segues directly into this piece called Bing and Ruth Number 5, which will wrap up this edition of New Sounds. And we've been listening to a number of bands that are occupying this gray area between chamber music, which we consider to be largely acoustic, and the sounds of contemporary music, which is often electronic or amplified at least, and bands like Bing and Ruth operating in both worlds at the same time, and to good effect. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of New Sounds.